ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिके मूकं कृति वाचालं पिङ्गुलं हयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम् Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 12, text 14 to 18. So on the board, 18th verse is there. So we'll recite later on. First let me read from text 14 to 17, then we'll recite verse 18. The name of this chapter is The Killing of the Demon Aghasura. Text 14. Dushtvarabhakan Krishna Mukhan Aghasura Kansanu Sista Sabaki Bakanujaha Ayantume Sodarana Sakrutayo Dvayar Mamainam Savalam Hanishe. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Aghasura, who had been sent by Kansa, was the younger brother of Putana and Bakasura. Therefore, when he came and saw Krishna at the head of all the coward boys, he thought, "This Krishna has killed my sister and brother, Putana and Bakasura. Therefore, in order to please them both, I shall kill this Krishna along with his assistants, the other cowherd boys." Ete yadamat sruhudostilapaha कृतास्तदानस्तु समाब्रजोकसः प्राणेगते वर्ष्मसुकानुचिन्ता प्रजा सव प्राणभृतो हि एते. Translation. Aghasura thought, if somehow or other I can make Krishna and his associates serve as the last offering of sesame and water for the departed souls of my brother and sister, then the inhabitants of Brajabhumi, for whom these boys are the life and soul, will automatically die. if there is no life, there is no need for the body. Consequently, when their sons are dead, naturally all the inhabitants of Braja will die. Iti vyavasya jagaram brihad vapu sayojanayama sayojanayama mahadribi pivaram dhruta dhruta dhrutvadbhutam vyatta gruhananam tada pathi vyaseta grasanasaya khala. After thus deciding, that crooked Aghasura assumed the form of a huge python, as thick as a big mountain and as long as 8 miles. Having assumed this wonderful python's body, he spread his mouth like a big cave in the mountains and lay down on the road, expecting to swallow Krishna and his associates, the cowherd boys. Text 17. Dharadharastho jaladottarastho daryananto girisringadrastha dhantantarasya vitatadvajiva Parusa Nilaswasa Deva Vekshanosma. His lower lip rested on the surface of the earth, and his upper lip was touching the clouds in the sky. The borders of his mouth resemble the sides of a big cave in a mountain, and the middle of his mouth was as dark as possible. His tongue resembled a broad traffic way. His breath was like a warm wind, and his eyes blazed like fire. Text 18. Drishtvatam tadrusam sarve matva vrindavana sriyam datta jagaratundena yutprakshante smalilaya. Drishtva, seeing tam, that Aghasura, tadrusam, in that posture, sarve, Krishna and all the cowherd boys, matva, thought it, Vrindavana Sriyam, a beautiful statue of Vrindavan. Vyatta, spread, ajagaratundena, with the form of a python's mouth. He, indeed, utprakshante, as if observing, sma, in the past, lilaya, as a matter of pastimes. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Upon seeing the demon's wonderful form, which resembled a great python, the boys thought that it must be a beautiful scenic spot of Vrindavan. Therefore, they imagined it to be similar to the mouth of a great python. In other words, the boys, unafraid, thought that it was a statue made in the shape of a great python for the enjoyment of their pastimes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Some of the boys, upon seeing this wonderful phenomenon, thought that it was in fact a python, and they were fleeing from the spot. But others said, "Why are you fleeing? It is not possible that a python like this is staying here. This is a spot of beauty for sporting." This is what they imagined. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manodhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Divam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanasute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Namah Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yes, yes. So here in these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna's pastime with his cowherd friends in Vrindavan have been described. Actually, Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan is Kevala Ananda Kanda. It is only pleasure personified. Because Krishna is pleasure personified, that's why his pastimes are also very, very pleasurable. And specifically, Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan with his cowherd friends and the Brajavasis, they are actually window to the spiritual world. Through these pastimes we can imagine how spiritual world would be very, very pleasurable when we go back to Krishna in the spiritual world, in Golok Vrindavan. So here we see that the cowherd boys who are playing with Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan, they are free from all fears. That's why even if they see a great python like Aghasura who has spread his mouth to swallow Krishna and his cowherd friends, they were not afraid of. They were thinking, this is the scenic beauty of Vrindavan. That's why those devotees who are fully dedicated to the lotus feet of Krishna and fully dependent on Krishna, even if in the midst of calamities, they are not afraid of anything. Because they understand that Krishna is their protector. Avasya Rakhi Bhai Krishna Vishwasa Palana. Krishna will surely protect us. This faith gives fearlessness to the devotees of the Lord. And this is one of the symptoms of a surrendered devotee. Like there are six symptoms of a surrendered devotee. Anukulyasa sankalpa, pratikulla vivarjanam, rakshayishati viswasa, guptrute varanamstatha, atma nikshepa karpanya, sarvida saranangati. So a fully surrendered devotee will accept only whatever is favorable for his Krishna consciousness. If something is very dear to him, but it is not favorable for his Krishna consciousness, a surrendered devotee will immediately reject that. And whatever is unfavorable for Krishna consciousness, a surrendered devotee, even if he likes that, if it is unfavorable for Krishna consciousness, he will immediately reject. Accepting whatever is favorable for Krishna consciousness and rejecting what is not favorable to Krishna consciousness. And the third one is rakshayishati viswasa. Krishna will surely protect me. Avasya Rakhi Bhai Krishna. This faith must be there with his surrendered devotee. If he does not have faith in Krishna, then Krishna may not protect him if he has no faith. But if he has strong faith that Krishna would surely protect me, then Krishna would protect that devotee. So everything is based on faith and how much strong faith we have on Krishna. Like Draupadi, she was praying for protection when she was disrobed in the assembly of the Kurus. But when she was praying for the protection of Krishna, she was holding her sari in one hand and another hand she was raising and calling Krishna. And she was thinking maybe Krishna will be late, or he may not protect, so let me try to protect myself until Krishna comes. And Krishna did not come, because Draupadi was not fully surrendered to Krishna. And as soon as Draupadi saw that she was unable to protect herself, so then she raised both the arms. That Krishna, now you are my only shelter. No one else can protect me. If you protect me, then I will be saved. Otherwise, I will be in great trouble. then Krishna immediately supplies clothes, which even Dushasan, the great warrior, was unable to disrobe Draupadi. And Draupadi's modesty was saved. So, Krishna needs full surrender. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. You give up all different varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. I will protect you from all sinful reactions. So Krishna needs full surrender. Otherwise, Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita that ye yathamang prapadyanta tangs tatheva bhajame. According to one surrender, I will reciprocate. So if we are 20% surrender to Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate 20%. 50% surrender to Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate 50%. 100% surrender to Krishna, Krishna will take full charge of the devotee. That's why Krishna says, ananyaschintayanto maṁ jejana pariupāsate tesaṁ nitya vijuktānaṁ yoga kshema bahāma. Those who are thinking of Krishna all the time or worshipping Krishna, Krishna takes full charge of them. Whatever they lack, Krishna provides, and whatever they have, Krishna gives protection. So here we see that the boys, Krishna's friends in Vrindavan, they are fully surrendered devotees of Krishna. That's why they have got this opportunity to play with Krishna in Vrindavan. Like the other day we were discussing, Krita Punya Punja. They had done so much pious activities to play with Krishna in Vrindavan. But those pious activities were not ordinary pious activities. There are three kinds of pious activities. One is karma unmukhi sukruti, jnana unmukhi sukruti, and bhakti unmukhi sukruti. So that pious activity which leads to bhakti, some pious activities are there that leads to karma and jnana. So these boys, they were all fortunate souls. Some of them were eternal associates of Krishna, and some boys had attained perfection in relationship with Krishna as friend. So they have got this opportunity to play with Krishna in Vrindavan, and they have no fear of anything in Vrindavan, though we see that so many demons came, sent by Kansa, to kill Krishna and his associates. So there was, most of the time, one after another, so many demons were coming to Vrindavan. But these boys and the Brajavasis, though sometimes they were afraid for the time being, seeing the furious form of the demons, but they had full faith that Krishna would protect them. And they would always call Krishna for their protection. So these boys, they are seeing this python-like form of Aghasura. And he was sent by Kansa to kill Krishna and his associates. But these boys, they were so much immersed with play, in play with Krishna, that they did not think that this python has come to devour them or swallow them. They thought it must be a scenic beauty of Vrindavan. the creator has created such a nice full scene here, so we can also play here with Krishna. So they were thinking in that way. That's why they were not very much afraid seeing Aghasura in that furious form. As it has been described, that Aghasura, he came to kill Krishna and his cowherd friends because he was envious of their pleasure. It has been described in previous verses. I think verse 13 or something. That when Aghasura saw, because Sukadeva Goswami, when he was describing the play of Krishna and his friends in Vrindavan, how they were playing and enjoying. So Aghasura could not tolerate that. This is the mentality of the demons. The demons, they would not tolerate the pleasure of the devotees. They would think that why these devotees are so happy? Why we are not happy? Why these devotees are happy? So let us make some trouble for them. And that is going on. That was there at that time, and that is also going on now. The demoniac people, they always try to harm the devotees. They always give trouble to devotees. This is the nature, that those who are envious of Krishna, they are envious of Krishna's devotees, and they always give trouble to Krishna's devotees. So Aghasura could not tolerate this. That's why he came to give trouble to Krishna's friends and Krishna. And that trouble was not ordinary. He wanted to swallow all of them at a time. And he thought that when I will swallow Krishna and his friends, then what will happen? He does not have to swallow all the inhabitants of or inhabitants of Vrindavan or all the Brajavasis. He does not have to do that. Because the children are the life and soul of the parents. And these children who are playing with Krishna, when they will be swallowed by Aghasura, then naturally the parents, they will die an automatic death, seeing their children are dead. So Aghasura has this plan, that if I kill Krishna and his associates, then naturally all the Brajavasi, those who are very fond of their children, and specifically Krishna. Even Krishna was loved by everyone in Braja. The Brajavasis, they loved Krishna more than their own children. Krishna was the most lovable object of the Brajavasis. That's why Aghasura thought that if I will kill Krishna and his friends, then naturally all the Brajavasis, they cannot live without Krishna. And they will die automatically, a natural death. So I don't have to do anything to the Brajavasis. Take the trouble of killing every one of them. So this was the plan of Aghasura. That's why Aghasura thought that this Krishna, he has killed my brother and sister. Aghasura's brother was Bakasura and sister was Putana. And when Krishna was only 6 days old, he killed Putana. And Bakasura, of course, was killed in Vrindavan when Krishna and his parents and all the Brajavasis left Gokul, came to Vrindavan. So, Aghasura was thinking that this Krishna has killed my brother and sister. So I would take a revenge upon Krishna. And how he will take revenge? By killing Krishna and offering Krishna and his associates as argha, oblation, to the pretatmas of Bakasura and Putana. So this is a Vedic tradition that when people die, sometimes in natural death and sometimes unnatural death. So there is a system of offering oblation to the departed soul in Vedic culture. And now also Pitrupaksha is going on, and this first half of this month of Ashwinya, people offer oblations to their forefathers, Pindadan. So this demon Aghasura, he was also knowledgeable about the Vedic culture. At least the demons were also knowledgeable about the Vedic culture. We can see here in those days. Nowadays the modern demons, they may not know what is Vedic culture. But that time, even Ravana, though he was a demon, but he was a very learned personality in the Vedas. And why he was called a demon? Because he was envious of Lord Ram. Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva asuras tad viparjaya. Those who are devotees of Krishna, they are called demigods. Those who are not devotees of Krishna, they are called demons. There are two kinds of people in this material world, demons and devotees. Though Ravan was very qualified Brahmin, but he was envious of the Lord. He was not a devotee of the Lord. Though he was a devotee of Lord Shiva, but he was not a devotee of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. That's why he is considered a demon. So in that way, the demons, they were knowledgeable in the Vedas. And they know about this Pindadan. And they also do this, perform this. But only fault in them is they are against Lord Vishnu and his devotees. That's why they are called demons. So here Aghasura also knew this. And he thought by killing Krishna and his friends, then I will take revenge of killing my brother and sister. At the same time, this killing of Krishna and his friends would be an oblation to my brother and sister, to the departed souls of my brother and sister. So he was thinking in that way, offering oblations by killing Krishna and Krishna's friends. So thinking in this way, Aghasura planned how to kill Krishna and his friends. those who are enjoying in the forest of Vrindavan. So he wanted to interrupt their enjoyment. So he accepted the form of a python, big python, not ordinary python. And its lower lips was lying, lower lip was lying on the ground, and upper lip was touching to the sky. And his mouth was open, wide open. And it was looking like a great mountain cave. And his tongue was looking like a highway. So big. And it was like tempting the cowherd boys to walk on that great highway into the mouth of Aghasura. So these boys, they saw that this Aghasura's breath was like warm wind and his eyes blazed like fire. So, but seeing all this furious form of Aghasura, still they were not afraid of. But Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, some of the small cowherd boys, they became little afraid and wanted to run away from that spot, but the older boys, they said, hey, why are you fleeing away? This is not real python. This is a scenic beauty of Vrindavan in the shape of a python. So let us enjoy, because they were all in the enjoying mood. And the scenic beauty is for our enjoyment. Thinking in this way, they stopped the boys, those who were about to flee, and they told them that, no, we'll just go enter into the this mouth of this python-like creature, and we'll enjoy. So that shows that they were unafraid of a great python who was really lying there to devour them, swallow them. And why they were unafraid? Because they have seen that their friend Krishna, without any effort, has killed many demons in front of them. Their friend Krishna has protected them from so many calamities. So they thought that our friend Krishna is very powerful. They did not think he was God, but they thought our friend Krishna is very powerful. And when our friend is with us, then we have no fear. So they are fearless. And that is true because they were surrendered devotees. Avasya rakhibe Krishna vishwasa palana rakheshati vishwasa guptrute varanam stata. So the surrendered devotees will accept Krishna as their maintainer, their protector and maintainer. And in that way they are surrendered. Atma nikhepa karpanya sarvidha saranagat. They are fully surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna. So these boys were fully surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna. So they were not afraid, and they had full faith that Krishna would protect them. From the, if anything happens, they first did not doubt, And if anything happens, if it is a real python, then Krishna would protect us, no problem. So we'll see how they will enter later on in these verses. And this Aghasura, actually, in his previous life, this Aghasura was the son of Shankhasura in his previous life. And his name was Agha also in his previous life. And one time he was very beautiful. Agha was very beautiful in his previous life. And just like Kandarpa, Kamdev, he was very beautiful. That's why he was very proud of his beauty. Janma Aishwarya Srutasri Edamana Madhapuman. When one takes birth in aristocratic family, when one gets much opulence or knowledge or beauty, then that increases his ego, false ego. So Agha was very beautiful, like Kamadev, that's why he was very proud of his beauty. And he was moving around. So one time he went to Malayachal. And there Astavakra Muni was performing austerity. And Astavakra Muni, his body was bent in 8 places. That's why he was called Astavakra. So this Agha, seeing Astavakra Muni's form, bodily form, he laughed very loudly. He started laughing at him and started criticizing Astavakra Muni about his form, bodily form. So Astavakra Muni was very upset with Agha and he cursed Agha that you are laughing at me seeing my bodily form, so you become a snake. And snakes are not very beautiful, they are very furious. So you become a snake. Now you are very proud of your beauty, now you become a snake. And you are not a straightforward person. You are very kutila. The snakes also go in this way. So you become a snake. So then Agha immediately understood his mistake. That he actually offended this Muni, who was very powerful because of his austerity. So he fell at his feet and begged for forgiveness and wanted to know how he can be relieved from this snake form. So Astavakra Muni told him that, okay, in Dwapar Yug, in the Vaibhasvata Manvantara, on 28th Dwapar Yug, Krishna would appear in Braj, and that time he would deliver you from this curse. So that's why Aghasura actually came to Braj with this form, and he was later on delivered by Krishna. Hare Krishna. So any comments, questions? Harris.
Why is it the demons, the mystic powers and abilities to perform such unique activities with their demons? How is it that demonic people get such powers?
Yeah, like Hiranyakasipu. Hiranyakasipu also performed austerity. But whom he was worshipping? He was worshipping Lord Brahma. He was trying to please Lord Brahma and get benediction. Same way Ravana, he was also performing austerity, great austerity. But he was worshipping Lord Shiva to get some mystic power. So all these demons, their form of austerity is not in the mode of goodness. It is in mode of ignorance and passion. That's why they want benediction to harm other living entities. But those who are real saints, those who perform austerity in the mode of goodness, they don't want to harm other living entities. And they are worshippers generally of Lord Vishnu. They perform austerity to please Lord Vishnu and get benediction. So that type of austerity is not harmful. But these demons, they perform austerity to harm other living entities. And they get benediction from demigods, not from Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu will never give this type of boon to the demons. That's why sometimes Lord Shiva gives a boon to that, Vrikasura? And Lord Vishnu has to come and save Lord Shiva. So all these demons, that's why they don't go to Vishnu. They are enemy of Vishnu. They think they can please Lord Shiva and other demigods very easily and get some benediction to harm others. That is their mentality. Hare Krishna. If you are very fortunate enough to get a boon, like these demons, they got also a boon to be delivered by Krishna. So if you will be so fortunate by becoming a demon and get a boon, you can also get mercy of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay, Hare. This is not a business. Business happens when there is a barter system. Means you give something and get something. That is business. Okay? In form of commodity. That is called barter system in economics. You give something and get something. That was the system actually prevalent in Vedic days. There was no money. So you, like Krishna was buying fruits, he was getting some grains from the house and giving to that fruitual vendor. So that was the system that time. But this is a sense of surrender, means giving oneself, depending on Krishna. If we are not dependent on Krishna, or not giving ourselves to Krishna, in that sense, Krishna says that I will reciprocate according to one's surrender. Okay? But in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when same Krishna comes, Krishna has three merciful forms. He comes as Giriraj Govardhan in a merciful form. He fulfills everyone's desire. Same as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no condition. In form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not keep any condition. Krishna kept condition. If you surrender unto me, then I will reciprocate. Or I will make you free from sinful reactions. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no condition. He is the merciful incarnation of Krishna and Lord Jagannath. He is also very, very merciful. So in that merciful form is actually Patita Pavan, delivering the fallen conditioned souls of this age of Kali. So, for this age of Kali, that's why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he said, I put the condition, then how this condition will be fulfilled in the age of Kali, people would not be able to do that. That's why Papi Papi Jata Chila Hari Name Uddharila. He gave a holy name to deliver everyone. No condition. Hare Krishna. Jaya Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Jaya Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki. Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki. Nitai Gaura Primanande Ri.